next case is United States against Smith.
Good morning, Your Honors.
Hold on, Mr. Stevens. Do let your adversary find himself a seat. Mr. Stevens.
Good morning, Your Honors. I think this is a case where pretext alone will not support a search. The fundamental question...
I don't understand that. There's no pretext doctrine. It was abolished by Wren. The only question is whether there's probable cause.
Correct.
And the district court held a hearing and found that there was.
And I think the core of the holding depended upon Judge Miller's observation that in viewing the video from the squad car, that the squad car and the defendant's car made an arc to the right of approximately 30 degrees. I think that that fact standing alone did not support a claim that the defendant improperly made a right turn without signaling.
Did he turn from North Walnut onto Fastnacht Avenue?
He moved across LaPorte to get to Fastnacht, which was approximately a 30-degree turn to his right to continue forward. So so he was crossing LaPorte as the in order to.
Well, he had to turn right to get onto Fastnacht.
Fastnacht was slightly to the right of the end of Walnut, but he was not turning right onto LaPorte Avenue.
That's true. He goes across LaPorte, and then he takes the second right. Right? There's a sharp right, a very sharp right on LaPorte.
Correct.
And then there's a milder right onto Fastnacht. But you'd certainly want to signal that you were turning on Fastnacht. Otherwise, you'd be terrifying anyone trying to cross the street there, right?
No, you'd be, if by signaling, you would be misleading the cross traffic on LaPorte. Since you're crossing...
You know, it's very common to have two streets going off to the right of something, you signal right, for both of them. You have to. Otherwise, it's quite dangerous. You know, people behind you think you're going straight, and actually you're just going to go right.
But you really are, you're essentially going forward in the situation,
going right. I mean, look at the map.
I know, and I didn't put a large version of the map up on a pedestal, but I think where the right turn signal becomes completely inappropriate in this case is because you're crossing another street in the process.
I don't want to drive.
Let's suppose hypothetically for a moment.
Look at the map. Do you have the map?
Yeah.
Look at the map. That's right. Quite a sharp turn to Fastnacht. Of course, LaPorte much sharper. But there are two right turns. There are clearly two right turns. You have to signal.
But Let's suppose that Walnut went straight across. This, just for a moment, let's suppose that Walnut, that there was no right or left variant in going with Walnut. In fact, Walnut veers to the left is what it appears. But let's just suppose it goes straight forward. When you come to LaPorte and continue on to Walnut that extending straight out in front of you, certainly it would be misleading to all involved if you made a right turn signal and then proceeded straight forward on to Walnut continuing on. That's and essentially you have a situation because you're not...
The two right turns, they join together on Walnut. So if you're going to turn on one of them, you've got a signal because you're either going more or less straight on Walnut, or you're going to turn right, either the sharp right or the less sharp right. But you certainly want a signal that you're turning right. Otherwise, you can fool some person, you know, or a car on fast time.
The person you fool by...
I'm sure there's a Fastknocked Avenue clause someplace in the Fourth Amendment.
I'm afraid your honors will have to write that.
Yes. And, of course, on top of all of this is the tinted windows.
Pardon?
The tinted window.
Oh, the tinted window. Other reason for the stop.
The defendant was visible through the windows. He had the driver's side window down. there was no real question about identifying the driver.
And wasn't there an issue with the tail light?
The tail light shown. The Indiana statute only requires that taillights on each side show red when you apply the brake, and there were in the brake lights there were four bulbs. One of the four bulbs did not illuminate, but when you applied the brakes, the two taillights on each the taillights on both sides illuminated red. And so that complied with the statute, and I cited the Goins case from the Indiana Court of Appeals that said that squarely held that complied with the statute. I mean, there's one bulb out in Goins as well. But that part, I think, there really is no question about. So far as the tinted window was concerned, the district court acknowledged that the officer's statement was there was at best questionable. I think it really boils down to whether crossing the intersection when you're proceeding generally forward and not making the sharp right turn, whether that requires that requires a signal so that you will be telling the oncoming traffic on LaPorte Avenue that you're not going to go in front of him. And that you're really going up LaPorte Avenue. I mean, I think that a signal in this sense would be fundamentally misleading and is not required by the Indiana statute. McCoy, have any other questions?
No, seems not. Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Mr. Schaffer.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Frank Schaffer on behalf of the United States. Your Honor, we would ask that you affirm the decisions of the district court in this matter. I think the important thing was what Judge Miller said on the district court, that while the turn may not have been 90 degrees, it wasn't far off from that point. I believe that the Indiana law is pretty clear that a signal must be used when even making a lane change. So an almost 90 degree turn, we believe, supports that proposition. Officer Early was very clear in all his statements that he could not identify or recognize anybody through the window tint. In the Indiana law, it's pretty clear that you have to be able to make someone out. That is the standard, not that you can just see someone or a body or a motion in there. So we believe that the decision by Judge Miller was correct in this case. Unless the court has any questions for me, I'll stand on my brief.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything further, Mr. Stevens? Not much to reply to.
The bearing to the right alone, I don't think requires a signal. In this intersection, you have to look at the totality of the situation.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement. Oh, and Mr. Stevens, we appreciate your willingness to accept the appointment in this case.